Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, dear listeners, and welcome to Ready to Pop, the ultimate pregnancy podcast with me, author and journalist and host of Owning It, the anxiety podcast, Caroline Foran. So needless to say, given the theme of this series, I am up the duff myself, and as it is my first pregnancy, I was in the dark about an awful lot of stuff going into this, as expected, as I'm sure most people are. But when I started looking things up online, whether it was coping mechanisms for morning sickness, or what I can and can't use on my skin during pregnancy, or how to prepare myself for labour, there was just so much information out there. And when you find out you're pregnant, even if it was planned and you're delighted, it can still be very overwhelming. It's a lot of change to confront. So I wanted to put together this once-off limited series with 8 episodes that take you from the very beginning, so getting pregnant and fertility, right through your pregnancy to labour and a little bit beyond that too. For each episode, I am joined by a relevant expert to give you the advice, reassurance, and clarity you need. And my hope is that when you finish the series, you will feel more confident and more empowered about your pregnancy and what's in store. And I hope for myself too that I feel the same. So what are the 8 episodes? The first episode will explore the journey towards getting pregnant with a fertility expert. We look at fertility issues, what has to happen to achieve a pregnancy, how long it can take to become pregnant, what we can do to increase those chances, what options are available to us, and what you can expect from those options. For this episode, I will be joined by one of the best fertility and hormone specialists in the country. For the second episode, we're going to assume that by now you are pregnant, and we're taking a bird's eye view at what to expect from your pregnancy from beginning to end. Here I'm joined by obstetrician Dr. Sarah Murphy, she's amazing. We look at confirming your pregnancy, when you go to the doctor or to the hospital, how many scans you can expect to have, the difference between public, private and semi-private, the different options available to you from traditional hospital birth to home births. This will give you a really clear idea of how your 9 months will go, including rough ideas of when to get yourself to some antenatal classes and what to expect from those. All in all, this episode will take in the pregnancy milestones to expect and hopefully take some of the fear and unknown out of this new experience. Within this episode, we're also going to hone in on the first trimester in a bit more detail and how, in the name of all that is good and holy, you might cope with it. Now, some of you might be very lucky, and therefore I am extremely jealous in that you've had zero morning sickness. But for me and for a good many women who become pregnant, it's par for the course and it's really, really hard. So we look at coping mechanisms and remedies, medication your consultant might prescribe, why morning sickness happens and what other symptoms to expect and how to manage them. The third episode will look at diet or nutrition and pregnancy. For this episode, I am joined by dietitian Orla Walsh, who herself has been through pregnancy only in the last year. Orla will guide us through the effects of pregnancy on the gut, how to manage our gut health, how to manage cravings and aversions, and what we need to know about nutrition, not just for us, but for the baby in your belly throughout pregnancy. We'll talk about indigestion, we'll even talk about constipation, what you should eat more of, and so much more. The fourth episode takes a break from the medical experts to hear from, I guess, an expert in her own right, Grace Mongey, who is known as Faces by Grace on Instagram, who sits down with me as our Been There Mama. Grace shares how pregnancy was for her on both of her children, what differed, if anything, what she learned, what advice she would go back and give to herself. Grace will also talk through her pre-labour essentials, so what she bought for her baby or her nursery in advance of their arrival, what was a great investment and what wasn't, as well as coping with something you're bound to get a lot of throughout your pregnancy, other people's opinions. The fifth episode is where my expertise, personally, as a bit of a professional warrior comes in, anxiety and pregnancy. For this episode, I am joined by clinical psychologist and author Dr. Mally Coyne to help reassure listeners about the emotional and mental side of pregnancy, which can be just as challenging as the physical symptoms sometimes. It's a phase of massive change, as I said, there's lots of unknown, and if you struggle with anxiety, you might be worrying about how your anxiety will be during pregnancy and beyond. Mally and I both share our recommended coping strategies for managing your mental health throughout this experience. Then for the sixth episode, I am joined by the skin nerd Jennifer Rock to shed some light on what we can expect from our skin during pregnancy. So how to handle any issues that may arise, such as pigmentation or pregnancy breakouts, how to achieve the glow that we hear so much about, what products to shy away from and what to be mindful of. For the seventh episode, we are hypothetically ready to pop, and with Anna B, midwife and nurse, we're talking all things labour. The scary part. So what to expect from labour, how to prep yourself physically and emotionally for the experience, we'll go into hypnobirthing, what can happen, how you know you're going into labour, what will happen if you have to get a C-section, how you can expect to recover, what you need to bring to the hospital with you, how long you can expect to stay in hospital, so on and so forth. And lastly, I'm joined by Leila O'Mara, qualified postpartum doula and acupuncturist and founder of NuaNua.com, to talk about coping with the fourth trimester. Yes, there is a fourth. The baby has arrived, but you're in recovery mode and everything is new to you. While the focus culturally tends to shift from you to baby at this point, your well-being mentally and physically has never been more important. So my aim here with this whole series is to provide one trustworthy resource for hopeful and expectant parents. As I said at the beginning, pregnancy is overwhelming enough as it is, and I want to reassure listeners of what to expect, allowing you to have the information you need so that you can then focus on looking after yourself as much as possible. I've really always believed that knowledge is power, and I'm excited to learn a lot myself from the series and hopefully take some of the fear out of the equation. I can't quite promise you that you'll be raring to go and you'll be ready to rock for an episiotomy, but I can promise that you'll feel a lot more equipped with knowledge to make the best decisions for you throughout your own pregnancy and beyond. Be sure to subscribe to Ready to Pop here or wherever you listen to your podcasts so that you don't miss it when the series drops very, very shortly. Be sure to follow me on Instagram as well. I'm at Caroline Foran, as there will be some really amazing giveaways alongside this series that will come in super handy for your own pregnancy journey. And of course, if you have a friend who is trying or who's expecting, who might find this helpful, I would massively appreciate it if you sent it their way. See you soon, and thank you so much for listening.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.